from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
20, but Klay Thompson, apparently, according to all the NBA insiders, the Dallas Mavericks are probably in the lead right now for getting Klay Thompson away from Golden State, who he feels has disrespected him mightily, and it sounds like the bridge is burned.
It sounds that way. Now, this is interesting because this is like a legacy player for a team. They don't usually let him go. It makes sense, though, if you're Klay. You feel like you've been disrespected, and they were prioritizing Paul George, it appears, until last night.
Yep.
Woj, had that, George gets that 4-year deal with Philadelphia. I am fascinated to see what happens here because I honestly don't know what Klay has left. That's the big side of this. And are we getting a guy that, because there were times, I think during the early part of this past year, it was like, man, what are they doing over there? Like, Klay's not scoring at all. You know, he still ends up with about 38% from beyond the arc. Wasn't the worst. Still had about 17 a night.
I mean, they put him on the bench. Warrior fans who are trying to be realistic about their roster building are saying, what are you crying about, dude? I think Klay feels disrespected. He wants to be paid for the past.
Right.
And if you want to be paid, if you want your team to pay someone for the present and the future, I understand what they're doing. As someone tweeted, the Warriors paid Klay Thompson a combined $67 million the 2 years that he was injured. Then they paid him $43 million this past year during the worst season of his career. If he's not willing to take a pay cut to finish with Steph and Draymond, he's selfish. And then Hater Central, the account, not going to tweet something positive, said Klay's legendary last game as a Warrior, 0 points, 0 for 10, 0 for 6 from 3. And he was coming off the bench.
Yeah.
You know, you're not balling out. Like, Paul George, a better player than Klay Thompson right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Klay not wanting to hear it.
No. Can Klay get open shots still? Like, I have no doubt that if Klay has an open shot, he can still hit it.
And I think he can.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that.
Especially playing with Luke and Kyrie.
Yes. Can he, in a playoff game, create enough separation? Now, other players obviously will help him create separation. But off the dribble, can he? I probably not. Probably not off the dribble. But if you're looking for a spot guy, I mean, he could fill the Pager role that he had here with the Mavs. I don't know. I mean, like, what are they paying him? 16 a year? Okay, fine. Cool. Like, short of anything more than that, I don't know, man. That just, I don't know that Klay is that dude anymore.
What do y'all want? Do you want the Mavericks to pull off a signing trade for Klay Thompson? 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Sounds like a poll question. Glad that I thought of it over the weekend because I put it out there on social media for the Tolos. And what do you think the voting looks like? So far, 1,145 votes.
I think they want him, yes.
61.7% excited for the Mavs to try to get Klay. Obviously, 38% saying no, he's washed.
All right, so here we go. Franklin injured towards fan text. I say no thank you to Clay. We just need him to come off the bench and, you know, hit 3 or 4 threes a game. Just 3 or 4. He's 34, not wanted by his team for the same reason Timmy isn't wanted here, shot selection and no defense. Man, there was a time where defense was not his problem. Like, he was fine.
People are saying he's still a good enough defender. But are you overpaying for a name? Look, let's go around the room and we can ping pong back and forth. What did the Mavericks need against Boston? And after the finals, you were saying to yourself as a Mavs fan, we need what? And let's see if Clay fits the bill. What would you say they needed?
Oh, well, I mean, another three-point shooter would be nice.
Okay, check.
Right, he fits that. A perimeter defender would be nice.
Okay, check.
I guess, does he still fit that bill?
I wasn't watching all the Warrior games, but there's enough NBA people I respect saying he's not Clay, mm-hmm. but he's still good enough defensively.
I would say...
He's not a bum defensively.
Yeah, I would say a good shooting big.
Okay.
It's not him. And somebody else that can handle the ball too.
I agree. Another ball handler, which, you know, you don't set the NBA record for points scored with fewest dribbles and be known as a fantastic ball handler. This is the ultimate catch and shoot dude. A third score, because you were sitting there saying, PJ, help, do anything. PJ Washington, Clay still at 18 a game. I wrote down another perimeter defender, another ball handler, and a third score. And Klay Thompson can help out in fitting some of those categories. Now, what is it going to cost, and how are they going to pull that off? Yesterday, everyone was saying the reason that the Mavericks have the lead over the Lakers have to, which, by the way, LeBron apparently called Klay moments into free agency. So LeBron is trying to say, yo, I'll take less if you take this money. Klay, of course, has Laker ties because his dad played for them, and he is a Laker broadcaster. His dad has been always talking about getting his son in the purple and gold.
And he's spent his entire life, for the most part, on the West Coast.
Yeah.
College, pro, everything. So the Mavs have that $16 million trade exception.
Yes. The Lakers cannot offer that much right now.
Right. Now the Mavs...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This is according to this article.
And he apparently turned down $24 a year in the offseason from Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's looking at a haircut right now financially.
Yes. Yes, he is. The Mavs must stay under the salary cap's first apron at $178 million, meaning they would have to shed $13 million from its payroll to give Thompson a deal with a starting salary of $16 million, according to Bobby Marks. This is in that article that all talked about Derrick Jones Jr. and Najee Marshall and now Klay Thompson. So it doesn't sound like it can happen immediately. Now, they're going to have to do some things, but the sign and trade works, and that would allow them to alleviate some of those problems. And what can the Lakers do? And how long is Klay willing to wait? If Klay is willing to wait for the Lakers to figure their things out, you know, and that's where he truly wants to go, stay on the West Coast, then that's what's going
to
happen.
Bobby was trying to do some homework. Bobby Belt was being Bobby Marks by saying, Maxi and Josh Green, there's your sign and trade in terms of talking about money to try and free up. So those are some of the possibilities. But the Mavericks right now, At least as of yesterday, late last night, were viewed as the leaders as Clay was to meet and talk with the Clippers.
Dwight Powell is a better player.
With the Lakers and the Philadelphia 76ers, of course, out, you would think, although right. Kendrick Perkins and others were talking about, maybe they try to add Paul George and Clay Thompson in Philly, you would think that they would be out.
Do you really, let's just use the Maxi Josh Green. Do you really want to have Clay over Josh Green at this stage of his career?
Yes, I would. What do you think Josh Green is going to turn into? I mean, he gives you some nice bursts of athleticism. Mm-hmm. But how long until I have to wait for him to be... Clay can be a third scorer for you. How long until I have to wait for Josh Green to be a third scorer? Now, he doesn't have to be if P.J. Washington or someone else steps up, but I have no faith in P.J. Washington being a consistent third scorer.
Josh, he consistently will have an air ball every game. I agree. I'm just spitballing here because, like, I don't know, man. Like, Clay just seems old. He just seems old.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want to go down that road. Like, yeah, I get it. You need a vet, right? You need to have a veteran presence. Guys who have won championships, those are generally good to have on your team. And guys can age, you know, far differently. I mean, Al Horford's still playing, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Paul George just got the 212 at the age of 34.
Yes. Now, Paul seems to have aged differently than Clay. And at the peak, he was a, you know, they were different players, but probably, you know, obviously a better player. But yeah, I like the idea of getting Clay. I don't know that, like, I want to put all my eggs in he's the third option.
Mm. Okay.
Like, he was, I guess he was probably the two.
Well, that's the thing about the Warriors, and maybe you get lost in some of the names, but people are saying Klay Thompson had one creator that he played with in Golden State, which limited open shots for him. But if you go through the stars on the Warriors roster, I mean, Chris Paul's still a creator. They thought so much of him, they're like, we're just going to let you go into free agency. But it was basically Steph, right? Like, Draymond can help get you open, but he's not like he's not a creator with the basketball. And it was Steph Curry, and that's it. The amount of open shots I believe that Klay Thompson would have with Luka and Kyrie would be way more than he had last year with the Warriors. The question is, do you trust him to hit him, and do you trust him to stay healthy? The three-point percentage did drop. Down to, you said, 38%?
This past year, yeah, he was at 38% this past year. Now, 38.7, I think it was like 39.
Like, this was Klay from 2014 to 19. And then I'll give you the number since. From 14 to 19, he was at 21 a game since. Well, he was at 21.6 since 19.9. Field goal percentage, 47%, dropped to 43%. Three-point percentage, 42%, dropped to 39.7. All-star appearances, 5-0 since 2020. Games missed, from 14 to 19, he missed 24 games. Since, he's missed 205.
Yeah. How easy can he still get open looks? I think you're right with Luka and Kyrie. It'll be much easier to get open looks. We're talking about a guy who's aging, who has just had the three worst years of win shares since his rookie year, each of the last three seasons.
Yeah.
He was the number two scorer this year on a Golden State team that didn't do anything. Now, he won't be the number two scorer here, but, I mean, it's 17 a night. That's pretty dang good. It's pretty dang good.
And then you make PJ your fourth? That feels a lot better.
It feels a lot better. Like, you know, you need to take risks. Like, Boston took a risk on Porzingis.
Yeah.
Right? He was an off-injured guy. Now, when he's playing well, he's pretty darn good.
Yep.
Same thing for Clay now. Clay's an aging guy. Got a lot more injuries than he's had in the past. Is he good of a player as he was? No. But, you know, Porzingis isn't as good of a athlete as he was when he came up with the Knicks.
Look, you can talk me out of it. I'm not going to fight you.
You can talk me in and out.
You can talk me in and out. My follow-up was going to be, what else are you going to do?
Right.
Yeah. Are you better with Clay, or are you better just running it back with the two additions that you've added while losing Derrick Jones to the Clippers? I think the answer is better with Clay.
Probably. Again, I guess, is that what you're losing? You're just going to lose Maxi and Josh Green?
Well, Bobby was just playing around with that.
But, like, you know, yeah. Sure. So, like, what are you losing?
Yeah. Well, what else is off the table for you? Jaden Hardy, is he off the table?
Like Josh Green, I like his upside.
Like, I'm fine. Josh Green can go. Jaden Hardy can go. Maxie can certainly go. Tim Hardaway is already gone.
Already gone.
I mean, who's really off? Oh, we can't have it both ways, nope, right? We're complaining about the roster during the finals. Like, someone help. Someone please help out if Kyrie is especially going to disappear on the road. But if you want to be married to Josh Green long term and you don't want to move off of that, okay. But can Josh Green and PJ Washington be the third scorer combined that you need?
You've got to.
I don't think so.
You've got to take chances to go to the next level. I don't hate the idea of taking a risk, you know, trade some young guys. Will you reduce your window? Maybe, but your window's already reduced because, you know, Kyrie is not 22.
Yeah, this is now time.
Yep. Luka, you have no idea whether he's going to stick around. So it is now time. I have no problem with taking the risk.
NBA insider Chris Haynes on NBA TV with the latest on Clay.
So remember I said the Paul George Clippers situation is not toxic. It's not contentious. That's probably the opposite of what's going on with Klay Thompson and the Golden State Warriors. Mm. I know firsthand that Klay is very disappointed in where negotiations have gotten to this point, to the fact that he's looking elsewhere. And in fact, I spoke with a few members of the Golden State Warriors. They believe that Klay Thompson is gone. Now, obviously, there's still some time for things to be worked out, but the Dallas Mavericks are a team that it will be pursuing Klay Thompson, as well as the Los Angeles Lakers.
And Chris added, I believe the Warriors are probably offering him annually low $20 million type of contract. Is he willing to walk away from that because he feels disrespected? It looks like he is. And again, Mavs have a $16 million trade exception. So whether you take it from the 24 that Shams reported was offered in the offseason by the Warriors, the 20 maybe now, that's still looking like a pay cut if he agrees to come here. At 16. But
yeah, that's
feelings.
That's
he made a lot of money and he might be really, he sounds like he's really hurt.
Man, I'll tell you, like you want to leave though. You're going to leave and you're going to take less money just to spite. That's wild. Like you don't see that. I mean,
there's been times where I'm like, I'd give up 5K to feel respected. 5K for me is 5 mil for Clay.
It's like
someone else loves you. Okay, I'll take a little less. You don't appreciate me here.
I hear you. You don't see players do it that often. You know, you don't see it happen that often.
Yeah. And there are people who think LeBron is full of BS. That's just a public ploy.
Well, he's going to take less money?
Yeah, to get people to like him.
Less money. Yeah, but come on now. Like Rich Paul even said, like, he's not going to take, you know.
Well, he said the minimum.
The minimum to go play in Phoenix. Now, the minimum is not less money, right? It's not. That's a lot less. There's a difference there.
That's why Dirk is so great.
Yes, he's a made guy. He never has to buy a drink because he always took less money.
What is going on between Micah and one of his teammates? And it sounds like we will not be interviewing CeeDee Lamb and Oxnard. In fact, nobody will be. That's next. Inside the Star on the Home of the Boys, 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.